for DVD, commencing DVD translation satsang, most likely Pujaniruma on January the 9th of 2010 in Simandar City, one day prior to the Parayan of Pratikraman. Vasudevai, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevai, Om Namah Shivai, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand. Dada Bhagavan is the one, the eternal within, one within us. Simandar Swami is the current living Tirthankar who moves about in the body form in Mahavidya Kshetra. To him, with absolute devotion, infinite namaskars. Jai Sachidanand. So now the DVD is commencing here. We'll let you know the topic in a minute. A lamp being lit by the lit one. The logo of Tri Mandir Foundation, the main lamp, and so many other lamps being lit by the main lamp. Mur Divati Pragato Deepakmad, a necklace of lamps. Deepak is a lamp or light. Dada Bhagavan Foundation presents the Kashaya of Pride, Man, Part 1, 2. This is about pride. Guru Purnima 2002 in Chicago. So now Niruma is approaching this heavy kashai of pride. Mana, the sense of the small self, the sense that I am something, that I need to be recognized, I am better than the other, the other person is inferior to me, the sense of scorn for others, all going to man, kashai. It's a kashai that hurts the self as well as others. Even the subtle sense that is prevalent within that I am superior is very harmful to others. Niruma starts. Today's satsang question. Man is our topic. And garvaras, the sweet taste of doership. The sweet juice of doership, having accomplished something else. So two components, man on one side, the I, and the other one is, we are going to go into details of it. This is one of the major pitfalls after Jnanvidhi and self-realization. Badhak Karan, the reason that impedes, the cause for obstruction of further clear vision. Of the four kashais, major kashai, krodh, man, maya, lobh, anger, man, greed, anger, pride, deceit and greed, man is the premier one. Everybody has a little bit of man, pride. Men have more of anger and pride, ladies have more deception and greed. Man means man means pride means you have it yet you want more of it. If you get respected with reference to whatever is due to you, that's fine, but he wants more validation, he wants more recognition, he wants to come in the limelight, he wants supposing he has graduated. But he's just become a graduate, just finished college, but he feels like he has become a PhD scientist. He's just been. Everybody gives him the respect that he has graduated from college, but should he be expecting to be respected like a PhD at And so if they give him whatever that is due to him, that is called Swaman, that is his sense of a territory of pride around him. But in our Gnan, we do not even want pride, and we do not want even the natural recognition that comes from you having accomplished whatever you are, Swaman, your sense of accomplishment as an honest person, etc., as a straightforward person or as a good man. You even don't want that recognition. And we in Gnan, we rise above it, we transcend even these subtle issues. However, it is kind of woven in this Prakruti, the non-self complex. We have brought it along from past life, and he is the one who is seeking this pride and the validation of it. Man, there are so many varieties of pride, hunger for pride, and the need for validation. In fact, Srimad Rajchandra Krupadudev, the previous Gnani 125 years ago, has said that were it not for man, this need to be validated, a human being would have become enlightened instantly. It is the I am something. I am everything. I know. All of these issues really are major pitfalls for the man on the path of liberation. So Dadashri never gave any importance to these attitudes and overt expressions in Mahatmas, and was constantly trying to show them why it is necessary to be free from it. And it does not let you remain in the pure soul, the pure self state. The one who does not get respected is constantly after it. He just wants to be known and recognized. And so he cannot protect I am pure soul, and he goes off in the tangent trying to protect his worldly status as I am something. I need this. These are all the signs of man or pride. Such a person is called a mani, or a proud man, egoistic man. And when his pride is fed, then he will not be able to remain in the self as capital self. And as long as any human being likes to be respected and he feels pleasant when he is respected, then he is setting himself up for suffering from an insult that is sure to follow. So you have to become neutral to even respect versus disrespect, validation of the pride versus insults. Neutrality is the best approach. There are some people who say that I don't care for recognition. I don't want any respect. Yet, when such a person is asked, "Can you really tolerate an insult?" he'll say, "No, I will not tolerate insult." And Dadashri says, "For sure, you are in man only, because if you are afraid of being insulted or being derided, or if you are being disparaged by the society, then you are actually sitting on the other fence of pride only. You are not free from pride yet. Any fear of being insulted or devalued is really the other end of the stick. How would you know that pride exists within you, man exists within you? We avoid those situations, places and people who tend to offend us or insult us. That is the recognition, that is a sign that you are still hanging around in issues of pride and man only, not really in the place, your original abode, which is the S capital self. And you tend to avoid such people because you think they disrespect you, they don't give you the due value that you yourself have set upon you as the value that you should receive for who you are, or what you are, or what your abilities are, or what your capabilities are. So the avoidance reaction is also nothing but just a subtle phase of this pride kashai that is existing within you. Why should you be avoiding any human being or a situation? Who is going to insult you? Who is going to devalue you? When pride leaves, there is a beautiful sense of freedom and ease. When all hunger for pride and validation and ego validation leaves, there is a very beautiful state of bliss that prevails. And you can recognize this pride when there is a slightest suffering that arises, when somebody fails to compliment you, fails to give you your idea of a compliment, your sense of having done something well, not your sense of not being recognized for what you did. And the suffering will arise because you enter into the mode with wanting to be appreciated and complimented. And this man pride arises from I-ness, and I am something. Whereas, and then from doership arises garvaras, which is the sweet sense of doership. So there is a very subtle dichotomy or a subtle branching of the both. From I arises pride, and the sweet juice of doership arises from I am the doer. And I did. The moment you say I did it, you are in garvaras or in the, you are in the mode of enjoying the sweet taste of doership. Hey, Niruma is telling in Chicago, Dr. Sashikant Patel, Prabhu, because he calls everybody Prabhu. Prabhu, where are you walking away? This is all about you, all for you. He is the organizer and he is running around in the hall. I remember the scene. He is, come here, this is for you. Don't stay here, forget about all the organization right now. She is very sharp. She sees it, picks him out from the hall. Okay, now he has to pick up the microphone, I suppose. And he loves to hang on to the microphone, by the way. There he is. He's going to sit in front of Niruma, I think. He says, I will try because there is little time. I will not talk too long. Yes, yesterday I requested that please focus on me only and try show me my faults, Niruma, instead of showing the faults of others. So today you've got me. She's just smiling gently there. Yeah, there's the doership, okay? The garvaras. Garva means pride of doership, the sweet taste of doership. Anything that you do, if it is done well, there is an appreciation by the world or complimented by somebody, and there is an instant tasting of the sweet juice of doership. It is very sweet and very sticky. And that also, if you taste it, then it's going to make you suffer. If you taste it, then you are setting yourself up from the suffering, because somebody or the other will not compliment you or may say something totally opposite. And then because the sweet taste of doership and the tasting of the sweet juice of doership throws the Vyavasthit SCE out, that's Dr. Sashikant Patel, anesthesiologist in Chicago, a good friend. And he says the moment you taste the sweet juice of doership, then your Vyavasthit will go out of the window, SCE will go out of the window. Everybody will say, wow, what arrangements, what beautiful hall, what excellent satsang. And so you are the swallowing the whole bottle of the honey there. I mean, instead of sharing it with all the others who have helped do it, you see. You see. Yeah. And of course you reply, it is all Dada's grace, but even as you're replying, it's all Dada's grace, you are swallowing the bottle.
Yeah, come on.
And this doership kills you, Deepak, when Niruma says. Vyavasthit is the doer. SC is the doer. Why do you say you did it? And you in the Vyavasthit are only an instrumental evidence, are you not? But inside, it feels so sweet. You are wallowing in pleasure. You are swimming in the honey. This is Garvaras. This is the sweet juice of doership. It is so subtle that the owner does not even know that he is enjoying it. Yes, it is through the awareness of this satsang jagruti, the awareness of this enlightened satsang of the enlightened ones, that you begin to become aware of its existence. But yet you don't want to let go of it. It is so sweet. You don't want to let go of it. And there's alcohol is nothing compared to this. A glass of alcohol is nothing compared to this. This is, one doesn't want to leave it. He knows it. He knows he's enjoying it. He knows he's tasting the sweet juice of doership. But he does not, in the intellect will provide all rationalizations that, oh no, no, it's not that. It's grace of Dada after all. He might even externally say all these people did it. And so the awareness has to be kept. The light of the S capital self has to be zeroed in, laser thin on this particular aspect of that which is happening within. Otherwise, the commission will be taken away by the pride. It's like a cancer that will take over and will take away all your energies, because it is really in a subtle way keeping you in the small self form as Siddharth and not as the Shuddha Atma that you are. See? So it is very important not to let Garvaras, the sweet tasting of the juice of doership, enter into this. Just recognize that everybody is a Shuddhatma, the files are interacting, SCE is making it all happen. You are an instrumental evidence in the process. Where is the need to taste any sweet juice out of any compliment that has arisen? The world will compliment, but where are you in this thing? Such magnificent gnana of Dada Shri is there about doership and the lack of doership, and this is applicable to everyone. The moment the results and of doership arises in the relative, you can keep it separate so beautifully. Dada Shri has kept it so separate and beautifully. Dada Shri had zero doership, and you too should have zero doership. But around Dada everything would happen so beautifully that it would feel so pleasant to everyone. But Dada Shri would say, yes, there is, in worldly interactions I'm at fault. But nobody will be able to see any mistakes of Dada. This such beautiful was the interaction in front of Dada. And the reason Dada's Vyavahar, which is the worldly interaction, is so exquisitely beautiful is because there is zero doership as far as Dada is concerned. Even everything around Dada is flowing so smoothly, however, he is not the owner of it. And we have seen with Deepak Bhai too, and with Niruma too. Dada Shri would say, I'm not. And yes, whenever everything good happens around Dada, everyone will say it is due to Dada. Dada, you did it. Dada, you did it. Dada, and that is and so we are all sitting there saying, when will somebody compliment me? You are so hungry sitting for that. You'd rather miss food, but you would not miss this particular compliment. And so you're just sitting there waiting for appreciation there. This the nature of this sweet taste of doership, garva ras, is such that everyone is hungry for it except the enlightened one. O capital one, you with your awareness should now recognize that you simply do not want it. The more you move away from pride, now Niruma is giving her own experience. Okay, she says, let me tell you something about myself. He says, my stomach was all swollen up, my body was also all swollen up because I had eaten so many laddus of pride. I was, and everybody was appreciating me. Wherever I would walk with Dada Shri, everybody would talk to me as if I was somebody, something special. And then I recognized that they're actually respecting Dada, not me. Why do I need to swallow the pride that is being? He says, sometimes they would give me more respect than Dada because Dada was very hard of hearing. So I was the medium through which I was spreading the message. I was constantly around Dada doing all the interpretations and the answering. Okay, answers Dada would give in his loud voice once he got the question right. Then I started understanding that this respect people would give me was very heavy problem with me, and the hungry ego was feeding on it and getting fat within. And then I would feel like whatever Dada is saying I could not understand, but when I say it I understand it. I came to that point. Then I started recognizing that the intellect has somehow taken over. Because I would answer questions that Dada sometimes would reply. And then this was total ignorance and darkness, Niruma says. I recognized it. And sometimes Dada would say, oh, our Niruma can handle 100 Jain sadhus. She's our doctor, she is our physician. And so then this one will fly even more. Oh, I'm something. Sometimes Dada would say, this is our Malinath. Malinath is the female Tirthankar, 16th or the 17th one. A rare event where a woman became a fully enlightened one, a Tirthankar. And so this Dada would say, behold our Malinath. And she would start thinking, wow, I am really elevated here. And then when the slaps came, then I realized that I was in the wrong place. There was a lot of suffering because, and then when you're insulted, then there is a lot of suffering. And on the basis of that suffering, then Dada would raise you deliberately with respect. He will raise you, he will respect you so much. When you're up there, then he will cross you and throw you down. Doom, you will fall down. This was his training for Niruma and for others. First he will lift you up so much and then he will crash, he will let you crash. And then he says, this doctor has come. And other times, he will say, you know, who taught you to become a doctor? You don't know anything. Can a doctor be like this? And then you will feel like maybe he's just joking, but it appeared he was pretty serious. Sirish Bhai would say, Dada Shri will not say it very often. Only he will say this only on rare occasions to correction. His correction for me, he might observe me for 100 times and then only one time he will say something. Only one time he will say something that will really make a difference. And there are certain mistakes of mine that he never told me for 20 years. Can you imagine his forbearance, his patience, his... But when he would say it at the exact time with the exact emphasis of words and at the exact short sentences. And so, but here we tell each other all the time. And so we have, when we give advice to somebody else, you're not in Gnan, you're not this way and that way, it just bounces off a wall, does it not? It just is not received. He says, Marini, you tell the person, you don't understand, shut up. He tells you, tell your wife, you, hey Devi, you don't understand, I understand. He calls his wife Devi and she calls him Dev. These are words for you are a celestial being and I'm a celestial being, yes. Devi. You know, this is joking around the way we throw gnan at each other in amidst couples and close friends. Dada was amazing. He would never point out a fault, but when he did point out one, it kind of shattered mountains within. You just. He says most people really express their kashayas, whereas the one, even in a very high state of sanyam, which is a control over kashayas, a kind of a dominance over kashayas, such a one will carry the load of the kashayas, yet it has not become, he has become free from it because he is trying to control them. Most people will not be able to be near Dada and will not stand his energy of the fire that he was. Most of them will walk away because they could not stand the heat of the man. But Niruma survived for 20 years around him, took all the constructive criticisms and open insults from Dada. Then I realized that Dada was training me. He was trying to get rid of the last vestiges and remnants of man within me, pride within me. But sometimes, you know, even in front of Dada, I, in a natural way, I would say, I know how to do it, and then I would have to deal with it. Who is the one who knows? Do you know, or is this the evidences through which you know? These ladies, they don't know anything, but you know, even if they know a little bit how to cook, if somebody else is cooking, they're constantly interfering. Use this masala, use this spice. Lady, the other lady is cooking, why are you interfering? So, this is how it is. This is how it was. And whenever Dada would say something, I would have 10 different evidences and ways in which to handle it. That is how my brain used to work. And I felt like I knew a lot. It took a long time, she says, to get rid of all of that junk. I feel the mind was filled with I know, and I know it right, and I have ways of doing it. And obviously, she was the secretary and the nurse and everything for the organization, Dada. She was around Dada. After Dada hammered me from so many different directions, that I was able to come in a straight line. He hammered me and he hammered me and he molded me. And then sometimes I would feel that I'm not only an, because she was, I used to feel I'm a double MD, I'm an MD gynecologist. And this is now they're showing Himanshu, the eye doctor. You're Sirish Bhai also are a double MD, are you not? Double MD, double doctor of medicine. This is the way it is. What you just said, that you used to taste this compliments. But can you please tell us why you ended up, on what basis you ended up tasting that sweet juice of doership and the sweet juice of I know? Can you imagine, he called me a doctor and then he also called me a Tirthankar, a lady Tirthankar. I mean, so can you imagine how high he had raised me in front of so many people who were listening? And so I slipped from this I am pure soul, then I became Niru, and then I'm a double MD and I am a Tirthankar. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how, in what wrong direction I have gone? I have slipped from my impure soul. And then I would grab on to those beautiful, you know, mirages of positions and ride high on that only. And there are two types of false accusations. One is the false accusation that I am Gaya, and then there is the false accusation that I am the doer. I mean, can you imagine duality mode of wrong states? These are two wrong states of belief, are they not? These are wrong belief states. What kind of wrong beliefs are there in such wrong beliefs? Oh, there are so many of them, says Niruma. It just multiplies exponentially. And the I am pure soul leaves. Yes, the main root has gone, that I am Himanshu or I am Siddharth or I am Gaya. However, but the residual thing remains, that I am something, I am a doctor, I am able to help others. I am the husband of Devi, I am the companion of Gayatri, I am somebody's good friend, I am able to help somebody, I am able to make a difference in somebody else's life. All of those things are still remaining, are they not? The root has been removed, but the residual... But if I am Shuddhatma has taken hold, then the other should leave. Is it not? He asks. Niruma says, no. He says that, you know, it is there because you behave differently in front of other ladies and in front of Tejal, your wife. Why should you be behaving differently between in front of other ladies compared to your wife? Isn't there a sense of, in front of your wife, you are the husband, are you not? You exercise your husbandry and your husbandness and your husbandhood in front of your wife. You try to become the male chauvinist that you are in front of front of your wife. Should you not be behaving equally, the same? Where is Tejal? Where is she? Where is the poor lady, the little? Where is she? When she gives you the certificate, then you have graduated. Otherwise, you're still in the docks. Okay, so. He says that state will not remain, that state of equanimity, the state. You still have a lot of junk to clear. It's not easy. Dada is a Gnani Purush. And he had been doing it for countless lives to get to. He is absolutely free from any subatomic particle of sexuality, of pride and self-respect, or greed, or rag, attraction, or repulsion. Then this state arises. You think this is a simple thing to get rid of? You just said it's a wrong belief, so I get into the right belief and I'm fine, am I not? Right belief, I'm Shuddhatma, I'm pure soul. Yes, you are Shuddhatma. Yes, if you look at her and just say that she is just Tejal, as that she is pure soul, then there would be no interaction with her with rag or dvesh. He says, if I just see the self in her, then all the wrong beliefs will fall off, right? Then they will dissipate, right? Yes, with agnas all kashais leave. Agna application is the key, she says. But yes, if you come to the root, then you are free from the tree. But if you are on a tree or a branch, then you have to deal with the tree and the branch, do you not? So then all I have to do is to sit in Saimaika and see everybody's self and just do pratikraman. No, Niruma says, no, not sitting in Saimaika with closed eyes. When she comes in front of you, that's when you have to see. You have to see continuously as events or human beings arise in front of you, come in front of you. At that. And you will notice that when you are seeing the pure soul of the other person in Samaik, then at that time you are becoming free from the opinions that have become entrenched about that particular person. you become free from the opinions that are right. So that to dissolve anger, greed, deceit, to deceit and pride is only main. The gnana is the main thing. The Niruma says yes, gnana is the main thing. Samayika is to dissolve heavy opinions about any specific thing, whether it is a human being or an object or a trait within you, like sexuality, greed, or deception, etc. But because of these knots and tubers that are existent within you, in the external reaction, then they arise and they are perpetuated. Wherever ignorance is prevalent in your daily life and where it arises in front of you, Y capital, there, if you go to the root, then you'll find that there is a wrong belief underlying all of this ignorance that arises in front of you. The ignorance is not external to you, but it lies within the one who is ignorant, which is the non-self complex or the one the world identifies as Siddharth. And so if you tackle that ignorance, specifically in Samayik, then the whole tree will collapse. So, but I cannot see that wrong belief. The Niruma says, this is because you cannot see, that is why you have to come to this satsang and then you learn how to see it correctly. And on what basis this wrong speech arose? On what basis this wrong behavior or this passive-aggressive reaction within Siddhartha arose with reference to that particular file, etc., etc.? But I don't know how to investigate it. I recognize that it is due to a wrong belief, but I do not know how to go deep within. Yes. It says, if just like a computer, if the prajna is really nicely welded or happening, if the prajna is prevalent, then all of these other things will melt away. It feels that way. Niruma says the prajna is constantly flashing, but you, the awakened one within, is not catching it. Prajna is always there in full force, but prajna is flashing, but you are not there with your awareness to catch it and apply it. The jagruti, the awareness, the awakened one, is the awakened awareness has to catch that what the prajna is telling you. The prajna is there. And your awareness should be powerful enough to receive it and then establish it and prevail upon the ignorance that is always there. As soon as you see it, the prajna shows it, therefore your focus is only on that which is to be kept on this side of the line. The awareness does not leave it alone. And the prajna will always flash that, hey, you forgot to see the self in that person. And so that is the awareness. The awareness has to catch it and follow through with it. Otherwise the prajna will... you've just lost the opportunity of catching that. Dada has given that to you. Prajna never ceases within you. Prajna is the enlightening energy of the S capital self that takes you towards liberation, L capital. But you are not catching it when it is flashing or when it is... So therefore, you need to increase your awareness so that the prajna will always be used. So therefore the Purushartha, the P capital, the independent inner energies of the self, S capital, of the awakened one, is totally based on increasing this awareness of who you are and how you are separate from that which is the non-self. So whenever you are doing samayik every day, you need to look at the atkan, which is the internal spiritual blockade, usually of sexuality, greed or pride. So in constant look at this particular thing and see where you are blocked completely in the path of further progression towards liberation. And then as you dissolve this major internal blockade, the veils will fall off and the awareness will rise, and then it will be easy to hang on to prajna and move in the direction of L capital liberation with ease. So therefore, and until that happens, you really need to preserve whatever awareness that you have. What is the root cause behind it? It is the root cause of this is the very subtle temptation and the desire to enjoy the pleasures of this life, the residual pleasures of this life. That is the root cause. That you still want to wander out there in the world. That is the root cause, the very subtle temptation that you cannot let go of, the wanting to be validated, wanting to be appreciated, wanting to enjoy the physical pleasures, wanting to enjoy the sensual pleasures, the comforts of the non-self complex, the pudgal. All of this is the root cause, the tendency to move in the direction of rag. Is awareness is not part of our own self, S capital? Is it not our own self, Niruma? S capital, Niruma says yes. Awareness is part of you only, Y capital. Next. Yes, it is on the side of Shuddh Atma and the pure soul. So whenever you get pride, where your pride is validated, when somebody respects you, somebody raises you higher, somebody compliments you, when that happens, so there you have to have your awareness, A capital. Not the worldly awareness, but the awareness of who you really are. When somebody gives you compliments and raises you higher, then if you are really high up there in awareness, then you will, when somebody respects you, somebody brings you forward on the stage, at that time, instead of it feeling sweet to you, it will feel bitter to you, because you have now known what it can do to you. It will bug you, it will nab you and jab you like a spike. Because you could, in Niruma says, I cut. Initially I used to love it and enjoy it and taste. And when then Dada really started molding me and really beating me with hammers in so many different directions, then I started recognizing the enemy that it was for me. And so anytime anybody would raise me higher and lift me higher, I used to kind of not like it. It would feel bitter to me. I didn't want it, and that was a stage as I rose. And then I even passed through that stage. I said, do you think? Niruma, does that mean that if you really scold us and really start threshing us, that we will get also molded? Niruma says, no, all of you will run away. You will not stick around me. You will run away. You will not sit here. Niruma says, you're not yet ready for it. You just still are wanting to be validated. Please say that Dadarshri says we are constantly in penance only. Tell us more about it. We are in penance. What kind of tap was tap? What was the penance of Dadarshri? What was the inner penance? What was the penance of Dadarshri? Yes, we know it was invisible penance. The microphone that Niruma has fallen off her sari, so it got adjusted. Can you please tell us what was the tap of Niruma? His penance was of two types. It was a knowledge-based penance only, that is constant, of course, but externally, if there is a physical tap, yes, you know, he's skinny, he's sick, there is external environment is not good, then in the external difficulties, he would not become tan mayakar, the body-mind form. He will not become engrossed, become one with it. He will remain absolutely separate from it. He will not become and grows with it. And he will not let he will keep ignorance on that side of the line and knowledge on this side of the line. He was in constant, continuous, uninterrupted awareness. That is Avirat Jagruti. And so therefore he was never in any kind of a suffering mode. And the ego will not mix with the suffering. When the ego mix and becomes the one with the sufferer, then the suffering arises. So there is no suffering, there is an effect, but there is no one to suffer the effects of the pain or that is happening, whether it is physical or mental. Yes, external difficulties would arise. He was an older gentleman. Supposing we leave our seat. Yes, Niruma says no. If somebody were to overtly insult Dadashri externally, there will be no penance at all. He was beyond all of that. When Dadashri says our Mahatmas are at that level, they are beyond any affectation. Dada is raising us too high, is he not? The invisible penance is what is needed, says Niruma. The invisible penance is what makes you absolutely insulated to anything that happens to the non-self complex of Siddharth, Michael or Venu. It really doesn't matter. What is tap? What is penance? Alright, somebody else is asking a question. Tap means to heat up. Haven't you seen a hot plate heat up? A black electric hot plate. Does it not heat up initially? Similarly, the antakaran, the inner organ of anger, greed, deceit and pride will react in such a way that it is heating up and there is a sense of suffering at that time. But when there is this invisible penance happening from inside, there is no suffering of the heat that is happening. You are as if pure observer of the red hot plate within, without any external reaction, without the slightest change in the facial expression or the body expression. So there is an external tap, which is an external penance, which is a bodily penance, which people can see the denial aspects of it and the renunciation aspects of it. Then there is the internal penance, which nobody can see. Nobody can see. This inner penance will lead to liberation and moksha, whereas the external physical tap will give positive results in merit karma effects that will be very good for the next life. How, what is this, when we remain the non-doer, is that penance? No, that is different. By non-doer, you are a non-doer by knowledge only. Whereas this one, an effect is unfolding in front of you, yet you are insulating yourself from that, the suffering of that effect by remaining absolutely in the penance mode, in the non-reactive, knower, seer mode only. It's a little different. The questions are being asked by an orthopedic surgeon in Chicago. There is no suffering at all. One is aware of the penance only. Yes, what would have, under common situations, cause significant amount of suffering, renders one absolutely free and insulated from the suffering. That is the invisible penance. When somebody insults you, then you have the opportunity to remain in the penance, invisible mode of penance. If somebody is insulting you, somebody is thoroughly mistreating you, abusing you, that is your great opportunity to enter into the penance mode. Nobody, the other person cannot even see that you are being affected. Very beautiful state. Coming well, let us come back to our sweet taste of doership, garvaras and maan. And then if you do something, or if there is a sense that you are doing it, then automatically there is a sweet taste of doership that will arise as a consequence of it. Supposing you have cooked a good dish, there will be an automatic sense of taste of juice of doership because somebody will compliment it. Then you should have the awareness that it is Vyavasthit that made the plate, that made that beautiful dish, nice food. Not you. You, yours was one of the evidence only. So if you do not recognize Vyavasthita as the doer, then garvaras, the sweet taste of the juice of doership will creep in, and then you will be locked and hooked, and you will be ensnared and trapped. Then if somebody may not like it, and then there is suffering. Somebody may criticize the dish and say, oh, something is lacking or etc. Then because you became the doer, you have to become the sufferer. There is no go. The doer is a sufferer in this life. If you are not the doer, there is no suffering. And so then there is a cross reaction, and you start blaming the other person. That person has no appreciation. He never compliments anybody. And immediately the intellect takes over, and you start blaming the other person. And such a person goes down on the list, on your list of invitees, the next time you are making a list to invite people in your home. There is an underlying sense of I am superior. I know I can do it better. I can accomplish a task in a better manner. And this is often actually built up by people around you, because you keep the cronies. There are these cronies of yours who keep on stroking your back and flattering your ego. And so you have created an artificial environment around you, which is really a classic setup for a major collapse. And this does not let you remain aware, says Deepak Bhai. It is a total fall away from awareness of the awakened self that you are. So you are in the hole, the big hole, the ravine, the big valley of man only. And suppose as a woman, therefore now she is addressing a woman, that if you have been criticized, and if you have never been complimented by your husband, say, and if another man starts complimenting you, you are in a big danger, because you will fall for him. So it is very, very critical. Anybody who has not been appreciated in life, such a person is really in a classic setup for somebody appreciating her, even somebody just complimenting him in a side glance. And this woman is now completely setting herself for just fallen for the guy and just fallen away. So therefore you really need to be very careful about compliments that come to you from, you know, you are expecting compliments from your husband, but he doesn't give you any. So what happens? Jai Sachidananda, satsang is over now. Okay. After the Vidhi, please, all of you keep sitting here. Alicia is going to do a few announcements. So keep sitting here. Let's do the Vidhi. Deepak Bhai is going to connect with us and do a very special Vidhi. Mentally visualize yourself at the feet of the Gnani Liberator. There is no one bowing down. You are aware of the one who is bowing down. The ego is being completely sublimated, surrendered as you do the Vidhi. The ego and all its junk, including today specifically, subtle issues of pride, subtle issues of the sense of the self, subtle issues of I know, subtle issues of tasting the sweet juice of doership for having any task completed. Yes, did you all watch it? What did you watch? We watched on man and pride and worship. Good. He says, Deepak Bhai says, good. It was a very good, it was excellent, and it was there were issues of men and women involved in this thing also, how women become entrapped by issues of pride. Come on, let us do the Vidhi now, says Deepak Bhai. Bolo. Shuddhatma chu, 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 shuddhatma Shuddhatma chu, 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 shuddhatma chu,
Shuddhatmachu, 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 Jai Sachidananda.
Jai.